If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. As I'm recording this, which if you're listening to the podcast is this day, it's a really bad storm outside, and the wind sneaks into my door and makes it sound like one of those old car horns. So if you hear that in the background, that's what it is. And on the same light, it is Christmas Day. So we want to make sure everyone has a blessed Christmas Day. We want to wish everyone that. And then we continue with a regular format of hearing a homily from a previous Sunday. So anyway, that's the homily, and it is in regards to parts of the first chapter of John. And I talk about that in light of some of the issues in our church today. So I want to look at that and always keep in mind, oh, there's the car horn again. So I always want to say, always keep in mind that we are coming to you from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Right here on WROL and at your favorite podcast platform. Let's go down to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.
I told you before about my granduncle. He was a Trappist monk for 20 years, and then because of an illness, he had to leave the Trappist and became a diocesan priest, first out in Utah, and then later in the Diocese of Springfield. So I was about 8 years old, and I was in the eighth grade, and I had met him for the first time a few years before, and he retired actually near us. And he was someone who was filled with the Spirit. He was well ahead of his time, and he was always talking about how wonderful God is and everything else. And he would want to meet famous people so he could ask them whether or not they go to church. And he was just always like that. So one day, he said to me, "Are you going to heaven?" I'm in the eighth grade, and this is only about 5 years after the council, and there's new understanding of how to teach the faith. But prior to that, there was the Baltimore Catechism, which tend to be more legalistic. And I said, "I hope so." And he says, "What is this, I hope so? Of course you're going to heaven." And he was very much filled with that spirit, that excitement of the faith. Now, I bring that up in light of today's gospel, because today's gospel comes to us from the prologue of John, which is the first chapter of John, and it's filled with that same excitement. If you look carefully at the entire prologue, it talks about the light shines into the darkness that does not overcome it, that through this we have life, life eternal. And it's filled with that excitement, that whole understanding that now we have encountered this person who is changing, who has changed our whole outlook. And it begins with this man named John, who starts to tell people about this one who is coming, who is so great that he wasn't even worthy to untie his sandal. And so you notice that excitement. Now, and the questions we have to ask, if we see that excitement, we see that joy, we have to look at that in light of where we are now, and you'll deal with people who are afraid. Is God going to lead me into heaven? And they're focused on doing everything they can to get to heaven, and they try, and you go, how did we go from that to this? Meaning, not here, but that situation. And it's an important question to ask, because we can lose a sense of what our faith is all about. And if you want to get into what our faith is all about, go to the prologue of John. By the way, exorcists will tell you that's the one passage in the Bible, which obviously the demonic hates all of them, but that's the one they hate the most. We're called to live this excitement in the faith, and we do that by being people of prayer and bringing everything to the Lord, but understanding that that joy is what we're called to, and always recognize that. And when we start to hear things that bring an image of God that is more like what I always like to bring, the hologram you see in The Wizard of Oz, that silence, and you do what I say, blah, blah, blah. That's not God. And that's not the God that we believe in. We believe in the God that leads us to become everything he created us to be. And this is what's going on. So we see it as John coming out and preaching that and starting to tell people, be prepared. Now, he's calling them to repentance because he understands that when we're walking in a life of sin, we're not walking to where the Lord is calling us. So he's calling them to be repentant because the more they are repentant, the more they will understand that power of God. The more they will see that power of God, the more they will be open to it, because the Lord is leading them to where he is calling them, and he's calling them away from sin into a whole new way of understanding. And so he's preparing people for that. But now we are the people who are called to live that, to understand that, to know that, and to celebrate where the Lord is taking that. And so we want to be careful of listening to people who will teach us, no, we have to get back to that concept. We have to make sure we're focused on sin. Yes, we have to turn from sin, but we don't have to focus on turning from sin. We have to focus on knowing Christ, who will lead us to turn from sin. Be careful of those people who are always focused on the negative and always telling us that we're not doing things right, or always telling us that things are wrong in the church, and always telling, be careful of that. We need to bring everything we're dealing with, our struggles at home, our struggles in the church, our realities that we're dealing with, our struggles in work, and all the great things. And we need to bring all those people that we want to come to know Christ. We need to bring them to prayer, and we need to always go back to that passage and go back to that celebration, that excitement, and say, that's what we're called to. And by doing that, we recognize that increased power that'll lead us away from falling into that negative response that, oh, the world should be better. Oh, the church should be different. Oh, we're listening to no one should be listening to the Pope. You know, which obviously we reject those thoughts. We're called to say, Lord, lead me to the joy that Jesus came to give us. Lead me to the joy that John came to teach. Lead me to the joy that the saints understood and knew. And by doing that, we recognize that that is such an important passage for us to embrace. The Lord is calling us to come to celebrate who he is. And when we do that, we lead others to know this great thing. I remember there was this, I was getting a haircut back in San Diego, and back when I was in the Navy. And as I'm getting this haircut, this older guy walks by me and he hands me a picture. And he says, I'd like to show you a picture of my pride and joy. And then he walks away. And I look at the picture. And it's literally a picture of pride, lemon polish, and joy, dish detergent. That's his pride. And I get the biggest kick out of that. And I'm like, ooh, I got to meet this guy. Well, a little while later, I was at church, and I was at Coffee and Donuts at church. And this guy walks up to me, and he tells a joke. And I went, you're the guy. You're the pride and joy guy. And he goes, yes, I am. And that's what he used to do. He used to spread this happiness and faith all the time. But one of his messages he was always say, which is also an old joke, but he says, remember, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. And it was a reminder. But he embodied that whole understanding. This is what it means to be Catholic, to understand that we're called to that joy that we see in the first letter of John, in the Gospel of John. That joy that John is preparing people to come to know, that joy that Jesus is going to teach, and the joy that the Holy Spirit came to give us. That's what we're called to. So when we start here, people leading down the negative path and all that, we know we're not called to be listening to that. We're called to listen to what leads us to the joy that Christ calls us to.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Keep in mind that you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock AM Mass every single Sunday. That's our chanted Mass, by the way. So if you'd like to come, and by the way, if you're not ready to put anything into the collection basket, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Just write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that in the collection basket. That's all you need to do. And that's why we know that we don't know who you are because it's all anonymous. That's fine. But we know that there's someone there who listens to the radio show and wants to try what St. Anthony Parish is all about. And don't forget, 10 o'clock AM Mass is our chanted Mass. The latter half of the Mass, I chant. I chant the parts that I'm supposed to say, and the people chant their response back. So it's really kind of interesting. So definitely check that out. In the meantime, we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on WROL. And we're also on your favorite podcast platform, which drops right after it airs on WROL. So tune us in. Have yourself a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyallston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.